Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. SEPTA is keeping its Silverliner 4 cars on the tracks even after federal transportation officials issued a warning and called on the agency to do more due to a series of fires happening on the trains this year. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the Paoli Station, where one of the fires occurred just a few months ago.
Each incident led to the train cars being evacuated. There were visible flames in some cases and a lot of smoke. The first was in February, and last week, two incidents took place. That's not what Jacob wanted to hear about before getting on the train this morning.
It's kind of alarming that, you know, we ride these daily if you're a daily commuter. And then, you know, there's fires happening on it.
The NTSB recommends that SEPTA suspend the 50-year-old Silverliner 4 fleet. So we're talking about 225 rail cars out of nearly 400 that are being used for regional rail. The Federal Railroad Administration issued an emergency order requiring SEPTA to take, quote, immediate sweeping action. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean pulling all the cars, but more inspections and more work to investigate the cause of the fires and come up with a plan to prevent them. SEPTA GM Scott Sauer says they already implemented dozens of mitigation measures since the first fire in February, and they're doing all they can to keep passengers safe.
We will not put a car out there that does not pass muster.
And he says pulling all these rail cars now would severely affect regional rail service. It would essentially be like a weekend schedule all the time. In Paoli, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The director of a cat rescue in Bucks County is facing animal cruelty charges. The SPCA says they, along with Ben Salem Animal Control, saved 67 neglected cats and kittens from what they call filthy and awful conditions at Cats Bridge to Rescue. They say many of the cats are sick and extremely thin. Two of the kittens died from feline distemper, which is highly contagious. Meanwhile, about 100 dogs, cats, and kittens found living in unsafe and unsanitary conditions in a townhome in Newcastle, Delaware, have been rescued and are being cared for by the Brandywine Valley SPCA. Spokeswoman Sarah Smith says the animals were medically evaluated and receiving treatment.
You know, these animals are coming in at different levels of need. We are seeing some that are very sick and some that have been well cared for. So, you know, we're really going through every single animal and checking them out for, you know, ear infections, eye infections.
The BVSPCA is hoping people will consider adopting, fostering, and donating.
They all came to the Brandywine Valley SPCA. We have dogs, cats, and kittens, all rescued from this one home. This is almost an entire shelter full of animals coming at once.
Officials say the home where the animals were found belongs to 39-year-old Mark Tome. He was arrested and is facing animal cruelty charges. The Marian Anderson Museum is partnering with one of Philly's most historic churches for a fall festival on October 4th. KYW's Shara Day Howard reports the festival is a community fundraiser for a restoration project in the works.
The historic Tindley Temple United Methodist Church is known as the Beacon on Broad Street.
The church that welcomed 10,000 strangers with the prolific Reverend and composer Charles Albert Tindley.
That's Jillian Patricia Pertell, CEO of the Marian Anderson Museum, and she's also the archivist at Tindley Temple, and she hopes the community will join in on the effort to keep the church's history alive.
With the help from the Partners for Sacred Places and the William Penn Foundation to help support a historic preservation project.
And along with the grants from those foundations, her team is throwing a fall fundraiser.
With the Fall Harvest Festival and historic throwback Philadelphia Church's Chili Cook-Off Competition.
She says it's gonna be a blast.
A harvest explosion. We're talking about all of those haystacks and pumpkins and mums and wonderful food, all the vendors for the city of Philadelphia.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's CL Local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.